problems in the partnership. Fix the communication. Introduction, Chris. Every time I try to talk with my business partner, it always turns into an argument. We can't seem to decide on even the simplest thing. For a while, we each have been doing our own thing and avoiding each other. This doesn't work well, though we obviously argue less. It's reached the point that our inability to communicate is hurting our business. What can I do? Part 1. The problem with communication is that it involves other people. I found a common problem with communication when I'm conducting mediation meetings. People always think they know what the other party is thinking. They'll say things like, "I know Bill won't like this, but I think." Opening your thoughts with that sort of lead-in is going to put Bill on edge before you even make your point. Never start by negatively setting the stage. So then, how should you start a conversation about a hard subject? In this post, I'll give you the 7 steps to conduct less tense and more fruitful meetings with your business partner. 7 steps to communicating with your business partner. Steps 1 and 2. Listen first, speak next. It is best to start every difficult conversation with your business partner by listening. You know that's true, and this isn't the first time you've heard that advice. But how can you actually start by listening if you asked for the meeting? Are you supposed to say, "Tell me your thoughts," when your partner doesn't even know what you want to discuss? Of course not. Let's say you think it's time for you or both partners to get a raise. That's a tough conversation when you have a boss, and it's no easier when you own the company with someone else. Here's how to start by listening. Step 1. Ask questions. Step 2. And actually listen to the answers. Bill, do you have thoughts about us increasing our salaries? Or what are your thoughts about us taking a salary increase? Notice that both questions are open-ended, and both require more than a yes or no response. If you get a curt no, you must continue to ask questions to get your partner to engage. For example, can you elaborate on why you feel that way? Do not begin to debate positions at this time. Remember, you want to listen. If you say something like, "I knew you'd say that, but," you're already in a hole. Do not get dragged into a debate. You are asking these questions to learn, not to debate. You might even hear something reasonable that causes you to delay going further with the discussion. Listen and learn. Keep asking questions. Do you think we're making too much now? Do you see business slowing down or growing over the next few months? These questions not only will help you in the discussion when it's your turn to talk, they will get your partner into a less argumentative mode. It works. Step 3. Prepare. When taking on a challenge, people do not plan to fail. They fail to plan. In preparation for this important conversation, make some notes in advance. Start by defining your objective and be very specific. If you think it's time for a raise, write out, "It's time for a raise, and I want to increase my salary to X dollars per week starting on the 1st of next month." See how specific that is? List what you want, a raise, how much you want, X dollars per week, and when you'd like it to commence, 1st of next month. Being clear and specific in your own mind will make it easier for you to have the discussion, and you'll come off with more authority and confidence. When people exhibit confidence, they'll be less likely to be bullied. Next, write down your questions that will help lead the discussion. Don't be too leading, though. People can spot that, and you'll appear somewhat silly. Keep the questions open-ended. Don't be patronizing, and don't play all your cards in one flop. Never do I deserve a raise. Or, since I do more than you, do you think I should get a raise now? Think about what you want to know that will help make the case for how you want the conversation to go. Have questions ready like, "Is the business doing better than it was last year at this time? How much longer will we be making payments on the SBA loan?" That can be an objection to you getting a higher salary. We shouldn't take raises until we get the SBA loan paid off. Really, this step is all about planning. Planning your questions in advance will make it easier, and remember to listen. You aren't asking questions as an exercise in futility. Listen, listen, listen.